I'm Kara Spazacca, and welcome to this podcast series from Western Sydney University. Over this six-episode series, I'll be introducing you to some incredible research taking place, from a million-dollar fungi project that's helping combat climate change, to surveys into maternity care treatment, to creating electric vehicles for women in rural African communities, and more. These projects are just a handful of those that entered the 2022 and 2023 Research Impact Competition, run by Western Sydney University in Australia. There's also something else they have in common. They each speak to a Sustainable Development Goal, or SDG, a list of 17 goals created by the United Nations which tackle global issues including poverty, hunger, climate change, gender inequality, and access to education. So how do we identify problems and then the path forward? Well, through research. And this research is happening at universities across the globe, who are graded in the annual Times Higher Education Impact Rankings on their commitment to the SDGs. This is significant because out of 1,700 universities in the world, Western Sydney University ranked number one overall for the past 2 years. And if we drill down into the SDGs it excelled in, it came first for the goals gender equality, partnership for the goals, and responsible consumption and production. For more information about sustainable development goals, you can visit sdgs.un.org and keep listening as the researchers across this series will talk to how their projects contribute to positive change. Before we dive in, I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the custodians of the lands where Western Sydney University campuses are located and pay respect to the peoples of the Darug, Tharawal, Eora and Wiradjuri nations. I pay my respect to elders past and present. Always was, always will be. Now let's hear from some of the researchers from Western Sydney University's Research Impact Competition.
Thinking about climate change, we have to consider that cities are going to get much more warmer. So yes, as we get into the future, trees will be under more stress. And of course, water will be an issue.
That's Dr. Manuel Esperon Rodriguez from the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment, who's a research theme fellow in environment and sustainability at Western Sydney University and a self-described urban tree detective. Dr. Esperon Rodriguez was the winner of the 2023 Research Impact Competition for his project, which investigates the impact of climate change on urban forests. The project first came about because of the Which Plant Where program, a collaboration between Western Sydney University and Macquarie University to discover what trees and plants would fare best in predicted climate change scenarios.
So I spent 2 years contacting more than 200 cities all across Australia, asking if they could provide me with any information they have about species that they were no longer planting because they knew they were failing because of climate change. And very shockingly, none of the cities could give me any information. So I started thinking about this situation and how I could, with my research, help councils to identify those vulnerable and also the resilient plant species. And that's how I came with my colleagues. We came with this idea of developing an assessment where we evaluate the tolerance of trees and shrub species planted in 164 cities across the world to see if they were already experiencing stressful conditions and how this could change into the future thinking about climate change.
The project has gone global because Dr. Esperon Rodriguez and his team realized that the lack of research wasn't unique to Australia.
We came together, researchers from 14 countries, to write this opinion paper highlighting the need of doing research that can identify climate change as a driver of urban failures. We got people from the US, from Brazil, Chile, China, Sweden, Norway, South Africa. Everywhere in those countries where we were doing this research, we found the same. It is just not something that people are actively collecting or identifying specifically climate change as a cause of tree mortality. And that's because of two things. One, we don't have the long-term data capable to attribute climate change as a cause of failure, because we need years and years of this data to actually make these conclusions. But there is also the other issue that identify causes of failure in urban settings is very, very complex because sometimes it's just not about the result of a single event.
What Dr. Esperon Rodriguez is now doing is monitoring trees in different climates across Australia.
We're developing this project with colleagues from the Australian National University. So we selected 7 cities from the very dry and very hot Mildura in between New South Wales and Victoria, Mandurah in Western Australia, Adelaide, Melbourne, here in Sydney, and Penrith and Parramatta. So I went to these cities and I collected the core of the trees. So I was collecting 3 rings. And the hypothesis was that the trees that we were going to assess were going to have potentially a lower growth in the dry and hot cities like Mildura. And what we have found so far is that trees are adapting quite well. Trees can adapt to cities given the opportunity. If they have water, if they are well maintained, they can thrive and survive quite well in those cities. Of course, there is so much that we need to keep researching.
Dr. Esperon Rodriguez's research also contributes to 3 SDGs.
It can align very well to goal number 11, sustainable cities and communities, but it is also related to goal number 3, good health and well-being, because of course this research is aiming to build resilient urban forests where people can enjoy the benefits of them. And I think that also to the goal 13, climate action, because definitely we need to start making mindful decisions, because we want to make sure that no matter what we're planting is going to survive, thrive and grow in the future, because we really need to start thinking about having a big canopy cover in the next 30 or 50 years.
Because there are many positive impacts of having a city with lots of greenery.
For example, heat mitigation and cooling benefits. We all can appreciate standing under a tree when it's very hot outside. They provide habitat and food for other species. They can also provide mitigation of pollution. We also see the benefits in physical and mental health. I think that that was one of the most important lessons from the COVID-19 pandemic during the lockdowns. I think a lot of people came to truly appreciate the value of green spaces to improve mental and physical health and also for social integration.
To engage the community, Dr. Esperon Rodriguez is also developing an Australian urban tree app, which will call on citizen science groups to help monitor trees. Then the results from the app will be used to consolidate a national open access database, so anyone can see what is happening in their own urban forest.
I want to keep working with councils to try to make sure that the right information gets to everyone so everyone can have a fully understanding of why trees are so important, because we can make beautiful research and have all this amazing information to help councils. But if this is not going to be accepted by people, if people are not going to care and to protect their urban trees, then there's nothing we can do. So yeah, I think that it's also something that I want to keep working on and see how we can help people to have a better relationship with their urban forests.
With next steps, Dr. Esperon Rodriguez is doing more research into the adaptations trees have made in Australian urban environments. His team are also developing maps for cities across the world that identify vulnerable species and individual locations where trees are at higher risk.
Well, I would like to see my research being implemented and used in cities. And it's already happening. Last year, I collaborated with City of Sydney Council, and they asked me to provide advice for their master street plan and the street tree list. And that's what I would like to see, cities using this as a tool, especially those cities that they have less resources and they don't have potentially an urban tree inventory. So yeah, I think that so important in the applicability of my research in the real space and see people and governments planting species that are resilient to climate change. Urban forests can play a key role and a crucial part into the improvement of human well-being in cities. And we are becoming an urban species, right? So there are more people living in cities today than in non-urban areas. So I think that it's very meaningful, the research that I am doing and the impact that it can have, not only in Australian cities, but also globally.
That was Dr. Manuel Esperon Rodriguez, the winner of the 2023 Research Impact Competition at Western Sydney University. Join us for the next episode to find out more about the research being undertaken in Australia and its real-world impact, both now and into the future.